Track 16, quiz answers. Sam is back now with the answers to the 1990s pop quiz.
Welcome back. Now we're now going to find out the answers to the 1990s pop quiz. Now remember, there were 10 questions about bands, artists and songs of the 90s. So let's have a show of hands to see who thinks they got more than 5 correct. Okay, not a bad showing. Now, those with an expected over 8? Yes, I thought so. Well, we will find out later. So let's crack on with answering those questions. For question number 1, I ask if you could name the lead singer of the band Blur. Well, the answer is that tussle-haired Cockney boy Damon Albarn. He was on TV recently, and I thought, blimey, the 90s really were a long time ago.
Be nice, Sam.
So for question number 2, I asked, what's the name of Britney Spears' first single, released in 1988? The answer is Baby One More Time, but you still get a point if you added Hit Me before the baby bit. Now, question 3 was, what is the name of the first album by Oasis? Well, the confusing answer is definitely maybe, or are you sure? Well, I don't know. This could go on for a bit. Question 4 asked you to name all the original members of Take That, and you can get a point for each. First off, though, how many were originally in the band? Well, it was a 5-piece band, so there were 5. Well, they were Robbie Williams, Jason Orange, Mark Owen, Gary Barlow and Howard Donald. Well, Howard Donald is just one person, despite having 2 first names. Question number 5. Do you remember this?
Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future.
Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen was a 1999 hit for which Australian artist, best known for film directing? Well, this was the director of Elvis, Strictly Ballroom and Moulin Rouge, Baz Luhrmann. Now, the song is often mistakenly thought to be written by Kurt Vonnegut, the great American author, but it's not. It is fun, though, and lists advice for the young that will probably be ignored. Now, question number 6 was, which band had a 1997 hit with the song The Drugs Don't Work? Well, this was a huge hit for The Verve, and their mix of slow lyrics and heavy strings became the sound of the late 90s. Question 7. What was the name of the children's series on which S Club 7 began their musical career? Well, this is an odd one, really. It was a programme called Miami 7, which I assume had the 7 members of S Club 7 living in Miami. Or not? Well, if you know more info, let me know. And question 8. Which 1998 Madonna album featured the hit single Frozen? Ah, Madonna. Queen of the dance floor from the 80s to today, released several hits from this album, including the eponymous track Ray of Light. Well, that means it was called Ray of Light. Yes, all right. Now, question number 9. In which year of the 90s did Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain die? Well, the king of grunge, that's thrashing guitars and shouting or mumbled lyrics, died in 1994. But no one here is mentioning the allegations that his girlfriend shot him. No, not us. And our final question, question number 10. What were R.E.M. losing in their 1991 hit single? Well, alt rockers and bedsit stars R.E.M. were losing their religion with the massive hit Losing My Religion, which featured Peter Buck on the mandolin.
That was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner.
Wow, a lot of memories have been stirred by hearing some of those bands named again. So where were you in the 90s? Tim says he was living in LA at the start of the decade and he missed Thatcher being ousted. But what historical events do you recall from back then? Do let us know.
Well, as I suspected, I didn't get any right. And like Tim, I have an excuse. I wasn't living it up in LA, though. I was in Fiji sheltering from a typhoon when Margaret Thatcher was ousted and travelled a lot throughout the 1990s, so I'm afraid this so-called music totally passed me by.